Okay, everybody, side. Starting a brand new perek. Today's daf is daf Yud Dalet. We're starting from the Mishnah, bottom of Yud Gimel Omid Beis. As you know, we've been talking throughout the Masechta about Hilchos Chol HaMoed. And we're going to continue talking in this Mishnah about Chol HaMoed. But the surim involved in this Mishnah are unrelated to or different than the ones that we've previously spoken about. Previously, we've differentiated, for instance, between a soda base hashlochen and a soda base abal, based on whether you have a potential hefsin maruba, whether you're talking about a tircha yaseira. That's not the focus of our Mishnah. Focus of our Mishnah is the elu megalchen b'moyed. The following are allowed to go and cut their hairs on Chol HaMoed, and we're going to list a number of exceptions. And so therefore, what the general rule is that you are not allowed to be megaleach b'moyed. And as we'll see, you're not allowed to do kibus on moyed. No cutting of hair, and no taking, and no doing laundry. What's wrong with that? What is the Isser involved? We're not talking about over here of a Hefsin Maruba, and since somebody else is doing it, we're not talking about Tirchi Yaseira. The main issue, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, is because we want people to come into a Yontif well-groomed, that they have taken proper haircuts, that their clothing has been laundered. We don't want people to go and leave that for Chol HaMoed, because then they're going to come into Yontif the first day with long hair from all sides, unkempt, unshaven, their clothing is going to be all schmutzig, etc. So therefore, a normal, regular person cannot go and... So what's the concern? The concern is the person figures, I don't have time, I'm constantly running from minyan to minyan, from davening to davening, from shir to shir, from business to this and to that. You know, Chol HaMoed will have an extra couple of days, I'll go and take a haircut then, and that's when I'll do my laundry, and the person is going to come into Yontif unkempt. So therefore the rabbi said, don't allow him to do it on Chol HaMoed. So hopefully he'll learn from this lesson to go and take the haircut and to go and launder his clothing pre-Yontif.
Does this issue apply also to the person doing the work? For instance, a barber?
We'll talk about that in Mishnah as well. So our Mishnah now addresses the exceptions to the rule. The following can be megalech b'moyd. Someone who is now returning from an overseas trip, and the ship arrives on Chol HaMoed. So he could not, there was no barber on the boat. He comes off the ship now, he comes off the boat, and he runs to the barber shop because he hasn't had a haircut in the last 6 months, and he looks dreadful. Or a person comes up, mibeis hashviya, Nebuch, he was taken for ransom into captivity, by Yoitzim Beis Yisurin, someone Nebuch comes out in jail, and all these things are happening on Chol HaMoed, where he did not have the opportunity to be able to go and be Megaleach earlier. And the same thing applies to the HaMenuda Shehitiru Leichacham. A Menuda means a person who was put into Cheirim. A typical Cheirim was for 30 days. If the person afterwards would go over to... The reason why a person typically was put into Cheirim is that there was a litigation, and the person who was found guilty refused to pay, refused to abide by the psak of the Bezin. So the Bezin would go and put him into Nidui, into Cheirim. So if the person was able to get this cheirim removed during Chol HaMoed, for instance, he went over to the other litigant and he paid him, or he was mavater, he worked it out, whatever, and that other litigant goes to bed and says, okay, we made peace, we're fine, so then they would remove the nidui. Now he's for the first time able to negaleach, because a person who is menuda is similar to a person who is an ovel b'toich shloishim yoyim, who's not able to go and take, not able to get haircuts. So now, etir lechacham, okay. Since the chacham were matrim now on Chol HaMoed, he's able to go and get a haircut. V'chein mishen nishal lechacham, mehutar. What happens if a person went and made a neder not to go and have any giluach, and now they were matrim neder on Chol HaMoed? V'hutar. Oh, so you couldn't have one until now. Again, that's the exception to the rule, the Eilu Megalchen.
This is a small liquidity here. Megalchen usually means shaving. Here it means haircut and shaving, or just haircut?
Our Gemara doesn't distinguish.
Okay, thank you.
The later poskim do. If you look up the article, he talks about just haircutting.
So, thank you.
You're very welcome. And therefore, B'chei Mishnish L'chocha Mehuta. The final case of the Mishnah is V'anozi V'ametzoira Mitum Osei L'taharosei. Now, the way Rashi learns, he's learning both on the Nazir and on the Metzora that are leaving now their period of Tumah, and now they're entering into the period of Tahar. I say that because Nazir on its own, a Nazir, of course, is not allowed to go and have a haircut. He took upon himself Nazirus. So one could theoretically have learned, and this is the way many Rishonim do learn, that the Nazirus of Shloshim Yoim ended on Chol HaMoed. He couldn't take a haircut until now. Now he can go and take a haircut now. However, Rashi learns that it's talking about a Nazir Tomei Kisha'olam Mitamosai. A Nazir, who was twice on his 20th day, whatever, he touched Nebuchadnezzar by accident, on purpose, and then became Tomei. What does this Nazir have to do? He has to go and first be Megaleach, take off all the hair, and then he has to go and bring his Karbonos, and then he has to start all again, all over again, by Yom Rishonim Yiblu, Kitimen Israel, and he starts again his Naziris. So that's how Rashi is learning, therefore, the Mitamos Letarosai is modifying both the Nazir and the Metzora that are oil mitamosai litarosai. But others learn that Nazir is Nazir period. Vametzora that was oil mitamosai litarosai. It's a machlekes. Now, what is the Metzora? So Metzora, after the Kohen finally decides, Baruch Hashem, he's finally Tohar. So what does he have to do? He brings his two tziporim, chayes tohiroi, veitz erez, Ushni Tarlos, the Ezoi, the Shachswan, he dips it into the blood, sends the other one away, like it says in the Chumash. And then after that, 7 days later, he has to go to Megaleach, it's called Psaroi, and then on the 8th day, he has to go and bring his Karbanis. So now this Metzora, in terms of the 7th day, that he has to go and do the Tziglachas then, what happens, the Tziglachas comes out on Chol HaMoed, so he's allowed to do that as part of his process of Tahara. We'll talk more about this in Yetchem in the Gemara. So all those people are exceptions to the rule, Legabe Giluach. The Eilu Mechabsin Memoed, now we're going to have a parallel list, and as we'll see, the list is basically the same, and all of these people can do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Again, Habba Medina Siyam, a person who just got off the boat, and they didn't have a laundry facility, so he hasn't done laundry in a long time. Ubeisashvi just came out of captivity. Ubeisashvi just came out of jail. Eimenuda shekir leichachomim. Eimenuda the Baruch Hashem now has gotten a heter. Until this point, he was not able to do kibbutz. Now he is able to do kibbutz. V'chaimishanishal lechacham v'hutar. Someone who had made a neder not to do kibbutz, and now he got a heter on Chol HaMoed. His wife probably screamed at him, so he went to the chacham for to be matan neder, and he said, yeah, you can go and do kibbutz now. So he does it on Chol HaMoed. The only ones that we left out were the Nazir of Amatzir Mitamos Lutarasa. L'choyer, this doesn't apply to Nazir, because Nazir is exclusively a hair-cutting Isur, that you're not allowed to go cut your hair. And that we said in the beginning of the Mishnah about Megalchen. L'choyer, it doesn't apply to Kibbutz, because there's no reason why a Nazir can't do Kibbutz before Yantar. So therefore, that L'choyer doesn't pass. However, the Metzora, you have the same thing. The Metzora also doesn't do kibbutz, and now he is coming out Mitamos Lutarasai. So why does the Mishnah bring it? So the good news is that the Mishnah does bring it in another two lines, V'chola Oilen Mitumah L'Tahara, and that includes also our friend the Metzora. So he's there as well. So the only difference between the two lists are the Nosim. But now the Mishnah continues, that there are certain items that you're allowed to go and launder because of their special nature. So mitbechois hayadayim. Mitbechois hayadayim is referring to small hand towels, which you use. We think of hand towels typically as after you wash until it's yadayim, you use a hand towel. Or women that use the hand towels, usually with different colors, whether they happen to be pink or blue, they use it for milkings, for fleshings, to handle the pots and things of that nature. Here mitbechois hayadayim means cloth handkerchiefs, not handkerchiefs, cloth napkins. Cloth napkins at a meal where your hands get all dirty, so instead of using the paper napkins and tossing them, they had such mitbechois yadayim, such special hand towels, and these hand towels obviously got dirty and greasy all the time. And the person didn't have 150 of them to be able to, so he only had a very small volume. Now, a few days, 2 days of Yom Tov have passed, he or she has a whole accumulation of all these mitchas yadayim, so you're allowed to go and wash them on Chol HaMoed. Similarly, mitchas hasaparim. The mitchas hasaparim, the two pshatim here. The roiv of the Rishonim learned mitchas hasaparim is referring to the cloth sheets like we all experience when we go to a barber. They put a sheet around you. It doesn't have to be over here a full sheet. It could be mitchas, more like a towel around the neck.
A bit.
like a bib, also like to go and collect together the hair during the barbering, during the hair cutting. So now you're saying to yourself, I don't understand, you're not allowed to go and do haircuts on Chol HaMoed. Why would there be any mikvachos hasaparim to go and wash? And the answer is for all these exceptions to the rule that we had at the beginning of the Mishnah. That if you have a sapar that had a whole onslaught of people that just got off an El Al flight that was in mid-air now for the last 65 days, and arrives in the middle of Chol HaMoed, or someone in Nebuch, a whole bunch of people came out of jail, or a whole bunch of people came out of captivity, etc., etc. So you had a whole bunch of customers, and they all say, you know, it's about time you give me a fresh towel around my neck, because it's terrible, it smells, and it's black, and all that. So those types of mitkvos haseparim, you're allowed to go and wash on Chol HaMoed. That's how most learn. Others learn mitpachayis ha-sefarim is referring to mitpachayis ha-sefarim. Sefarim means from Sifrei Torah, from Kisvei HaKodesh. That if you have a mitpachas, which is a mantle for the Sefer Torah, and tons of people have been touching it throughout the first days of Yom Tov, and therefore it's gotten spots, and it's greasy, and it's dirty, and this and that, so you're allowed to go and wash that as well during Chol HaMoed. Or mitpachayis ha-sefarim. Swaik in Hebrew means a sponge. But here we don't mean sponges, but rather what we mean is bath towels. That after a person has gone to the base of Merchitz, then the bath towel has acted like a sponge to go and absorb all of the water on the person's body after he's taken the bath, or the gone to the mikvah, after he's taken a shower, whatever. So therefore those are also now, wouldn't say they're dirty, they're used, and therefore after a while you have to go and wash them, so you're allowed to wash them on Chol HaMoed. Okay, now getting back to those people that are tameh. V'hazovin, v'hazovois, v'hanidois, v'hayoldois, v'chol ha'oilin mitum l'tahara, ha're'elu mutarim. All of these people require laundering. The zovin and the zovois need this v'yoldois because they have discharges, and therefore that causes the begotten to become soiled, so therefore you're allowed to go and wash them. Anybody else that comes up from Mitum L'Tahara, who are these other people coming from Mitum L'Tahara?
Besides the Mitzorah, who else could it be?
Who else could it be besides the Mitzorah?
Well, it feels like we, you know, that's the usual suspects.
Okay, so in fact, if you look at the Tosis here on Yud Ches Amid Beis, he's the one that addresses that. If you look at second to Yud Ches Amid Beis, Yud Ches Amid Beis, that's 18b, second Tosis on the top. Ha'oilim mitum l'tahara. What does he say?
L'mitzayra.
Oh, but talking about l'mitzayra. And then afterwards he has a shayla. Maybe the same thing applies. Masupik im nemer came the oilim mitum esmez or the veilish etzarim chavis begodav. There are other times in the Torah where a person who is a tmei mes, it's not only the kibbutz of the body, the kibbutz of the begodim. By nevela, by maga, I don't think there's a din of kibbutz begodim, but by masa, I believe there is a din. Anyway, you'd have to look up all the hilchos of matara. But in addition to matara, you possibly have other cases as well. Any one of these people that has to do kibbutz begodim, so you're allowed to go and be mechabes.
So it's not just kibbutz; it's also tefillah, effectively.
When the Torah says kibbutz begodim, it always means tefillah.
Okay.
But the problem over here is that if this beged is dirty, so then it might be a chatzitza when you want to go and toivel it. And therefore, all those begotten that became tummy that he was wearing during your make tomorrow say, I want to toivel them, it has a chatzitza, it has a spot over here, and you're allowed to go and wash it on Chol HaMoed to be able to toivel it.
But in the Torah, he can wash his garments just like everybody else. There's no prohibition.
Is that correct? Do you believe that that's the case?
Well,
see, it's not so simple. Not so simple.
So for his Mitzorah, who the Melech for 25 years.
Is Yahu?
Well, he probably had tons and tons of begotten.
No, we just had it.
Is he?
Okay. So you believe that a Mitzorah is allowed to do kibbutz. So do please do.
You assume so.
I hear you. Yeah. So do me a favor, please. I ask you graciously. Turn to Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph. It's only one blot, but for you it's about 12 pages in the art scroll. You'll see the first and second lines at the top of the Amud. Do you have that top of 15a?
Yeah.
Toshima, what does it say? Menudin? Do you have that?
Tezvav.
Amud Aleph.
Toshima.
Oh, what did you say? Ulasapir, Ula?
Ulachabes.
Oh, what means chabes? Washing. And we're talking about Mitzorah. So Mitzorah is also Bikibas. How do we know when? Where? Mitzorah Hashem could be discussed tomorrow in the Gittishu. Anyway,
it means they themselves can't, but somebody else.
Well, makibas usually refers to clothing as opposed to a person. Rechitza is used for the body, and kibas for the
okay.
Body.
So
that was my question about: can somebody else do it?
Exactly.
You know, a Jewish barber, can he cut the hair of people, even of people who are not in the ambit of the iser of not hair cutting?
So, Brother Shai, please do not take away Barry's questions and take credit for them.
You can take my questions. I'm okay. I won't take it.
What a wonderful person.
Minuta, don't worry.
Anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hari Eilu Mutarin. All of those aforementioned, starting from the person who just arrived from Medina Siyam, the base of Shivya, and the hand towels, and those people that were Tameh, in all cases, kibbutz is permitted, Hari Eilu Mutarin, the Shar Kalodim, but your regular, normal people that do not fall into these exceptional categories, Asurin are Asur. Now, it doesn't say clearly on what the Shar Kol Odom Asurin, what does that modify? But we'll see from the Gemara, the Chayre goes both on the Reisha and on the Sefer. The Shar Kol Odom is Asur Begiluach, and Shar Kol Odom is Asur Bekibus or Kvisa. Zokti Mara, why? The Shar Kol Odom Maitaima Asurin. If anything, the Chayre we should be Matar Letzer Chamoid. If you look at the second Toisvis, okay, there's a malach involved in cutting one's hair or going to the laundry, doing the laundry. It's no different than any other tzarech hamoed. I need to go and buy food. We said you're allowed to go and sell food. You have to close the front gate and go in the back. But it's a tzarech hamoed. So isn't this a tzarech hamoed to go and look kempt and not look like a slob? Zokti Gemara, get it not. The reason why my time asurin get not, like it says in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara brings a parallel that we learned not too long ago on Masechtas Tanis. Lagabe, those people that are coming up to the Beis Hamikdash, either to do the Avoida or the Anshi Mishmar to go and observe the Avoida. Get it not. Anshi Mishmar, the Anshi Mamed, Anshi Mishmar, the Kahanim, Anshi Mamed, are the Yisraelim. Asurin Lechabes, Saper Lechabes, during the week of their Mishmar and the week of their Mamed, they're not allowed to go and cut their hair, and they're not allowed to go and do Kvisa, they're not allowed to go and do laundry. However, Ubachamishi, on the Thursday of that week, we turn, they are allowed to, but they come to Shabbos, so that when it comes Shabbos the next day, that they should look kempt, and they should look properly groomed. What's the Yisr? I can understand they shouldn't go and drink wine, because they have to, person who's drunk, Chas Hashem, can't do the avoida. It might be mechal the avoida. But that I can understand. Well, what's the problem going, taking a haircut or going and doing kibbutz? So tomorrow, my time gedishli yikonzel mishmartan kishayimenu volin. Achanam gedishli yikonzel regel kishayimenu volin. The reason over there is because if we're going to tell them that they can go and take a haircut during the week, presumably these kahanim are working throughout the year as well as these Yisraelim, and now they have to take off a week. It's not really a vacation, they have work to do, but it's certainly not that type of work that they're doing throughout the year. So they probably think to themselves, okay, when it comes lunchtime, everybody else is going to take something for lunch, and I'm going to quickly go to the barber across the street, and I'm going to take a haircut, I'm going to do that. And therefore he's going to come Sunday morning into the Beis Hamikdash, Ashtikal Menuvalim. He's not going to be that careful about being well groomed. Figure he'll take care of it later, he'll take care of it tomorrow, the next day, etc. So, of course, we want them to come in, lekovrei the Beis Hashem, to do the avoida for the Beis Hamikdash, for Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Anshi Mamet to stand there and listen and watch. So we want everybody to make a good presentation, so to speak, before Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we tell them, if you didn't do it before, you can't do it now.
So why are we allowing them on Thursday? Because Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Even if they did all of the prior
grooming.
Grooming before Shabbos, prior to the previous Shabbos. Yeah. By the time it gets Thursday,
I see. You need a trim.
You need a trim, and or you've already
fresh clothes.
Take fresh clothes, exactly. Yeah. So there's no need to make that gezeira because presumably most people
are already.
Exactly. Okay. Anyway. The same thing applies over here. An average individual, we don't want him to go and postpone haircutting and or kvisa until Chol HaMoed. So we tell him, if he didn't do it before Yontif, he cannot do it at all. But those people that could not do it before Yontif, those people that are under an Ones situation, then they can go and do it on Chol HaMoed like we had in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara asks, "Boy, Reb Zera, of the way Aveda erev regel, given the honest mutter, I do look given the mochacha milza." Reb Zera is saying is there's no question that all of the people that we list in our Mishnah are to a larger or to a lesser degree, they all have an ones factor. So what happens if I have a different form of ones that doesn't appear in the Mishnah? You have a wonderful tired Jew who on Erev Yontif, he made an appointment to go to the barber at 9 o'clock in the morning. He had every intention of going. And then 8:30, as he's on his way to the barber shop, Avdle Aveda, he realized, I can't find my wallet. I can't find my watch. Oh, what happens? I have to retrace all my steps. I better do it now, because during Yom Tov, I'm not going to be able to start calling up the police and looking around and going up and down. I better do it now. So the whole day in Erev Yom Tov, he's busy looking, coming, going, asking, sending out emails and texts and phone calls and faxes and who knows what's and WhatsApps. And then finally, 5 minutes before Yom Tov, Baruch Hashem, he found it. Baruch Hashem. But unfortunately, he missed the opportunity to go and take a haircut. So he had every intention. He had made the appointment, maybe even paid in advance. But he was Avdolei. He had Avdolei. And then the Mefarshim say, Avdolei Avedet Lav Dafka. It could be a Chas Hashem. He tripped on something. They had to take him to the ICU. And Baruch Hashem, he came out right before Yom Tov. And then he did a great Hatzalah work, etc. All of that is wonderful. Abul Amaisi wasn't able to go and take his haircut. Can he do it now on Chol HaMoed? He's also an Anus, like all of the Anusim that we enumerated in the Mishnah. He can do Anus Mutter. Aye, how come it's not enumerated in the Mishnah? Like we have often, Ton of Ashire. This was not intended to be an exhaustive list. It was intended to be an illustrative list. To go and give illustrations, examples. But it wasn't intended to be totally exhaustive. So that's the shayla. Or maybe there's a difference between this onus and the other anusim in the Mishnah. In which respect? Not in the degree of onus. This onus could be just as severe and just as difficult as all the other anusim. The problem is a maris ayin problem. And we're missing Ariel today to go and ask, maris ayin. That the maris ayin is that everybody knows that these people in the Mishnah have a special category. I go into shul on the first night of Yom Tov. Hey, Yankel, I haven't seen you for a year. Where have you been? Oh, you didn't know. I just took a Jewish tour around the world and we just came back from Australia. We were supposed to be back a week ago, but it didn't work out. We came on Chol HaMoed. He didn't come on Chol HaMoed. If I'm telling you the first night of Yom Tov. Okay, the first night of the seventh night of Yom Tov, eighth night of Yom Tov. In other words, it's the end of Yom Tov. Somebody arrives. Baruch Hashem, where have you been? Don't you know I was away in Medina Sayyam? Or I just came out of jail? Or I just came out of Shivya? All of that. So everybody knows that he has been away for a long time. And when he comes back and he grooms himself on Chol HaMoed, it will come to no one as a shock because everybody knows if he'd been on a ship for 6 months, there were no barber facilities there and no proper laundry facilities. Oh, he must have had a beautiful Reach Nihoyah on that ship. But the point is that these things are well known in the community. Remember, we're not talking in a city like New York. We're talking about a state like Kishkan Halosh, where everybody knows each other. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar is in jail, and Nebuchadnezzar is in Shivya, and so it comes as no shock to anyone. However, when somebody loses his wallet or something else on Erev Yom Tov, that's not well known. It's not, you know, news that everybody's familiar with. And if they see this Choshev Yid Yankel Smith on Chol HaMoed going and taking a haircut, if Yankel Smith, who has a beard down to the ground and is a Leira Tzadik, if he can go and go and take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, why not me? I'm not. My beard is only half as long as his. Benish is not Tzadik like him, so therefore I should certainly be able to. Because it's not Mukhach Milza. So Abaye says, I will prove to you, I'll give you the answer from the famous Gemara Masechtas Psachim. What did it say, Masechtas Psachim? It says over there, if a person wants to go and bake matzahs l'kovid Yom Tov, he should not go and make designs in the matzahs. In other words, you can imagine how beautiful the matzahs would be if you had a design in the matzah baked in of Yidden coming out of Mitzrayim, having their sacks on the back of their plates, on the back of their necks, on the back of their shoulders.
Eating in the sea.
And exactly, and then you'd see a bad-looking paroi with a mean face, no, no, I will not let your people go, etc., etc. Or you have a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu with a nice smile. It would be absolutely gorgeous. However, it says in Masechet Psachim that this is osur. The reason why it's osur, because how long does it take to go and make such a design in the matzah? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a half an hour, 2 hours. By the time he's finished, it's got to be chometz. It's not going to be matzah any longer. Baisis, however, was very, very sophisticated, and he was 10 steps ahead of all of his competitors. He was able to put together a beautiful mold where you put the dough into the mold, you close it, opened it up a second later, and presto, you had a picture of Moshe Ben, you had a picture of Aharon HaKohen, you had a picture of Klal Yisrael. It was gorgeous. And it didn't take a minute. You just put it in, take it out. Says Yimon Masechtas Pesachim, if we're going to allow Baisis to go and sell his fancy, beautifully designed matzahs, Yoyim are going to say, Kol Asrikin Asurin, Asrikin Baisis Mutar. How did Baisis get the special heter? All the other bakers in town are not allowed to have Baisis of Psamayuchas, and therefore it'll cause confusion. The people say that the rabbis are getting paid to allow for Baisis, and the heksher is worthless, etc., etc. So therefore, what Yimon means to say is that if you don't know the facts, there'll be a Maris Ayin situation where if Baisis can do it, why can't I do it? And therefore, the same thing should now apply to Chol HaMoed. If Yankel Smith can go and take a haircut or a kvisa on Chol HaMoed, not knowing that he had this special onus of the fact that he was of the Le'aveda or whatever happened, so just like by the Srikin, says Abaya, we don't allow Baisis to make the Srikin, even though Mitzah Ikra did it, should be Mutter. But nevertheless, we don't want to be Marasayim, we don't want people to go and say, if he can do it, we can do it. Same thing applies over here to Pesul Chayra, we can be Poshad Ashayla, not to allow for such an oinus to go and take a haircut or do Kvisa on Cholamayt. For tomorrow, let me ask you a question. For the Tamach, based on what you just said now, what happens if a poor person, he only has one set of clothing? He doesn't even have a change of clothing. So whatever he wore during the week, he wears on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. So what do we do with a person like that? He's allowed to go do kibbutz and chalamoy because Nebuch, you can't go and tell him, why don't you wear a different suit? I don't have a different suit. So why don't you go and wear your pajamas during? I don't have pajamas. I only have one pair, only one something.
Set of clothes.
One set. Oh, that's the right word. One set of clothes. Thank you very much. He's allowed to be mechabit and chalashamoy. Now we understand. In the oin is godel mizu, every single day his clothing gets a little bit
soiled
when he's eating, a little grease, a little this, a little schmutz, whatever. He can't wear anything else. It's the only thing he has. So why don't you say also, Hatsanami Yomru, Yankel Smith, who never saw a poor guy, but he's an Erechid, and he went to the Kvisa, he went to the laundromat, and I saw him, I have it on YouTube, and they sent it out, and it became viral. If he can go and do Kvisa, then, how can he do it, and I can't do it? What means Izur Mechich Olav? There are a number of pshatim. The Rashi learns pshat is azay. That if a person, unfortunately, let's take an example, a person only has one white shirt, he only has one shirt altogether, one shirt. And he says, he gives it to the laundromat to go and launder. So what is he going to do? He's going to walk around all day, bare chested, without any clothing on. So you know what he does? He puts on his jacket. But if you put your jacket on, you can see that, unfortunately, he's not wearing anything under the jacket. So you know what he does? He goes and puts the jacket together as close as possible that you shouldn't see. But he can't go and hold his hands there the whole day. So what he does is he takes his azar, he takes his gartel, or his belt, and he puts the belt around the jacket, and he goes and tightens it to the most tight hole that he has there in his jacket, and in the belt, and therefore everybody sees, oh boy, Nebuch Yankel, he's walking around with this tight jacket around him, with this belt around it, and I know why. Because if you take a good, careful look, you take a peek, you can see on the top, he's not wearing a tie, you don't see any collars coming out of his shirt, because he's not wearing a shirt. So the Ezur Mechiach Olav, everybody knows, he is an onus, he is special circumstances. So therefore you don't have that swara of Sriki Baisis Mutarin, and all the other Sriki should be Aser. So therefore, L'choira, we have the Teretz that we just gave, and in fact, any other onus which is not Mochach would not be permitted to go and do the kibbutz on Chol HaMoed, or take the haircut. So what are you going to do? So the haircut, he'll just have to do the best he can to keep himself kept. And as far as the clothing is concerned, he'll have to borrow from somebody else. He'll have to buy something. But he can't go and do the kvisa, because otherwise people will say, if he can do it, why can't I do it? So that was the first pshat. Rav Ashi Masni. Rav Ashi has a slightly different girsa in the shayla. Remember, the shayla was asked by Reb Zera, and Reb Zera was talking about avdol aveda means anybody that lost an aveda. But now we're going to talk about a barber in particular. Zokti Yemora, Ravashi Masli Boy Reb Zera Uman she avdol aveda. What happens if the barber himself lost an aveda erev haregel mahu? Ki ben the uman who muchacham milza, oydumikim li muchacham milza ki hanoch loy. Teiku. What the Gemara is doing is just a slight variation on the previous version of the question. The previous version was talking about anybody, Yankel, Beryl, Shmerl, anybody that Avdolei Aveda, it's not Muchamilta, nobody knows about it except for Yankel himself, and Nebuch, he's unkempt or he didn't do the laundry. Can he do it on Cholamoid, yes or no? Here we're talking about someone that everybody knows that he is in this business. Rashi says, for instance, the sapor himself, the barber himself. What happened to the barber himself? The barber himself, he has 25 customers on that Erev Pesach or Erev Sukkot to go and give them all haircuts. And Nebuch, after he finishes every haircut, he's looking around and the Yanko sits on the barber's chair, on the customer's chair, and he says, what's going on? What are you looking for? I can't tell you. I have to do haircuts, you know. But Avdolei Aveda, it's really terrible. I can't find my wallet. I can't find this. I can't find that. It's just gefährlich. But let's go on. It's Shomos Yom Tov. Let's do the whole barber, right? And as a result, says Rashi, he himself didn't have a chance to have a haircut, either by himself or somebody else, because he himself was so busy. Now, when a barber comes in on Yom Tov unkempt, then everybody knows the barber is unkempt. After all, he has to be the classic example of someone who is well-kempt, of well-groomed, because he wants everybody to learn from him, number one. And number two, because he has so many customers on Erev Yom Tov. Everybody in Erev Yom Tov is taking a haircut or going to a laundromat. So then they're all going to know that the reason why he himself didn't go and take a haircut is because of the fact that he had this oinus. So it's not like the first version where nobody knows except for the person himself, with Avdolei Aveda and all the people he was able to notify to try to find the Aveda. Here everybody knows because all 25 people that were in the shop that day knows that he wasn't able to himself take a haircut, and he himself every time in between cutting a lock of hair, he was opening this and looking here and going up and going down and taking the telephone, blah, blah, blah. So it becomes Muchach Milza. But it's not as Muchach Milza as the cases in Mishnah, which are really famous. Everybody knows that this person has been Menuda Bebezdin. There are signs all over town that he's a Chayram on the Yankel Smith. Or everybody knows that this person has been Metzoyda for the last 6 months. And so on and so forth. So those are Muchach Milza. Right. So Timara, Teiko, Tishbi Atayis. Right, it says in the Mishnah of Medina Siyam, a person comes back from Medina Siyam on Chol HaMoed, he's also an Oyas. And now the Gemara says, who asked him to go to Medina Siyam in the first place? This is a self-induced situation. This is not someone who was taken into captivity by pirates, or that was arrested for talking during Chazor Seshatz or something like that, and now he comes out of jail. This is a person that on his own went to Medina Siyam. See, Mor is going to tell us that the three categories of people coming down from Medina Siyam. The Gil Masisa Lake Review to the Sanyul and the Bryce Review to Oymen. How about Medina Siyam? Loyegaleach, Neshiyotze Shaloy Berishus. The Yotze Shaloy Berishus explains Rashi means that he left without having to ask the authority from anybody else because he's on his own. He himself permitted himself to go. He didn't need to ask Rishus from anyone.
So, like from his wife?
His wife went along for the trip.
Okay.
So that's fine too. But the point is, since he didn't need rishus from anybody, so it's self-induced, why should we go and give him a heter to go and take a giluach on Chol HaMoed?
Who should he ask rishus from?
We're talking about... Rishus over here doesn't mean permission. Here it means, like all the other cases in the Mishnah, if the person was never in jail, the reason why he didn't have a previous haircut prior to Yom Tov is because he was under somebody else's rishus, somebody else's dominion or authority. Here, however, he's on his own. He could have decided on his own not to come back on Chol HaMoed or not to go on the trip in the first place. Yes, Shelley, what would you like to add to this discussion?
He had to go to his own dominion. He had to go to another dominion?
Exactly.
So it's really Rishasatsuach. So really, it's
right. Exactly. Look at the Lashon Rashi. Neshiyotze shloim brishus. Kaloimer hoyil v'loy yotze brishus acherim el brizoyin atzmai lav onesu. He didn't need anybody else's permission or authority, or nobody else was holding him back.
His own choice.
His own choice. Of his own choice. So you live with the consequences of your silly decisions. Who asked you to go out and come back with you? Say yup. So that's why Reb Yehuda says lo yigalech. So we have a machlokes. Our Mishnah says yogalech, and Reb Yehuda says nish. Amar Rava. So Rava is going to narrow the machlokes. Says Rava, loshut. If the reason why he went out in the first place was just for a tour, Rashi says to see the world, and he comes back in cholamoid v'kalosa. Mister, you want to see the world, but not on the cheshvan of cholamoid. Come back a week earlier, or don't go for 6 months. Go for 5 months. It's your own fault. You cannot be Megaleach on Chol HaMoed. The guy was desperate. Nebuch, the person was very poor, and he's going around to try to make Parnasa to become with it. It's a mitzvah to make Parnasa. You find it yourself, your family. It's not a mitzvah to go and be an Oni Ve'evyon. So where's the machlokes? The person, Baruch Hashem, had plenty of fun. However, somebody told him, oh, I have an exciting real estate deal for you in the jungles of Mozambique, or on the top of the tower in the North Pole. If you go and buy that property, you're going to be able to make at least a nickel over the next 6 months. Oh, I can make a lot of money, but I have to go and see the property first. So that's Arvicha. He didn't need it, Baruch Hashem, he has plenty of money without it. And now he comes back in Cholamoid. It's like going on a pleasure trip. Over, you know, you try to schedule some other time during the year. Don't go. You have enough over here. We had a mechitten, Mr. Rappaport, Zichrono Lebracha, my brother's late shver, who was Baruch Hashem a person of means, and he was very, very generous to many, many moises. Anyway, he lived in Muncie, when Muncie had just barely, two minyanim or something like that. And much, much less than it was today. And he used to go and travel a lot to the Far East to go and make money. Baruch Hashem, he was matzliach. Later on in his life, when he was looking back at the previous years, realizing how the real estate in Muncie every day was Baruch Hashem becoming more and more valuable as more Yidden were moving in, he said, if I would have sat here in my seat and never moved, never gone anywhere, and I would have just invested locally, I would have made just as much money or more than all of my trips back and forth to the Far East. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu can go and give you Hatzlocha everywhere and anywhere in any business that you go. So we're getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara is telling us is, who told you to go for Harvocha somewhere else? It's like Lashut. So that's according to the Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, therefore, you don't get any special dispensation. No Giluach on Cholamayt. No. Who says you have to go and be, just have a Parnasa Mitzimtzum? No reason why you can't go and be wealthier and be able to go and support Aniyim Vevyoinim and people learning Torah and the yeshivas, etc. So it's fine. So that's the machlokes.
Lashut means a pleasure trip? A
pleasure trip, exactly. Frank Timur Meisvei, Omer Rebbe. Rebbe, when he heard Rebbe Yehuda and the Chacham of our Mishnah, on the surface, in the Havamina, Rebbe is coming as Yovi HaKosav HaShlishi V'Achriya B'Neim, that I agree, Rebbe Yehuda, in certain cases, I agree with the Chacham in certain cases, in other words, a third view. Omer Rebbe, Nirin de Rebbe Yehuda, K'shiyotze Shloi Bershus, I agree with Rebbe Yehuda, if he went out Shloi Bershus, in other words, on his own volition, and I agree with the Chacham, K'shiyotze Bershus, when he only now came out because the authorities let him come out on Chol HaMoed. So let's now understand what Rebbe Yehuda is saying, what Rebbe is saying. Rebbe said, Rebbe Yehuda, Shloi Bereshus, Ileima, my Shloi Bereshus, Ileima, lo shot, and he went for a pleasure trip. It's not that Rebbe says, I agree with Rebbe Yehuda, that if he went out, Shloi Bereshus, that he cannot go and take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Everybody agrees to that according to the way Rava interpreted the machlokes. The Elam Zaynus, you can tell me that's talking about when he said, I'm going out Shloi Bereshus. I agree with him. Nebuch, the guy was desperate, and therefore he comes back. For Amr Stavir Kohen Mutter. That's when Rabbi Yehuda holds the Mezoinois that you cannot go and take a haircut because you went out on your own volition. But never, the guy is so poor. He wanted to go and just make a dollar to make ordinary parnas, the Mezoinois. Everybody holds that. That's Mutter to be Megaleach. So that cannot be the Pshat. Elapshita l'arvicha. It must be that when Rebbe says, I agree to Rebbe Yehuda, kishiyotash le'bershus, that you're not allowed to have a haircut on cholamayim, means what he wants for extras, not for the basic income, but to have more. L'arvicha. Same as Sefer, let's see the Sefer. Then the Chacham Kishiyot Bereshus, that he's allowed to go and have a haircut. My Bereshus, Ilay Melem Mazoinois, and that's the reason why I'm allowing him to go and take a haircut. Well, I'm Mr. Vikomuta, that's not the Chacham. Everybody agrees by Mazoinois. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you're allowed to go and have a haircut. Ella must be Legabi Harvacha. And what does he say, Harvacha? That I agree with the Chachamim, that a person's entitled to go and make more than just the basics, entitled to have a little bit of
extra.
And if that's the case, what do the Chacham hold in those circumstances that he's allowed to have a haircut? So he's saying, Rebbe holds, I hold like the Chacham in that case. I hold like Rebbe Yehuda Baha in that case. So he can't be holding both like Rebbe Yehuda and like the Chacham in the case of Harvicha. And therefore, is the Chayazir Shver on Rav, how is he understanding the Pshat? So to Mahachi comment. What the Gemara is telling us is not that Rabbi Yehuda is telling us a third point, but rather Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the machloikis between these two mandiyam, between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi is explaining the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. You shouldn't think that this is a wide, broad machloikis. It's a very narrow machloikis in the singular case of Harvicha. And he's learning exactly like Rav is learning. That's how Rav interprets Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi. So how does he interpret it? Zokti Mara Hochikama, says Rabbi. Not that I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but the words of Rabbi Yehuda were acceptable to the Rabbanan. That when the Rabbanan said in our Mishnah that you, these individuals, a guy that came to Medina and said, Yom, he's allowed to go and have a haircut, he also agreed to Rabbi Yehuda, that if he just went on a pleasure trip and he's coming back 6 months later, even the Chacham agree in our Mishnah, no, ain't Megalch. Well, mind you, what would be the case? To just go for a pleasure trip. The Chum only argued in that narrow case of trying to make a little extra panas. Even the Rabbi Yehuda is very strong and says, no, don't allow him to take a haircut, but he agrees to the Rabbanan, and what is that case? The Rabbi Yehuda says, the guy is never poor, he needs to make panasa, no problem. Because the machlokes is only by the Arvicha case. So bottom line is, it's not that Rebbe is taking sides and says, I agree with him here and I agree with him there. No. Rebbe is explaining that there in fact is no major broad machlokes, it's the narrow machlokes by Arvicha.
So the meisvei actually changes into the proof to Rava.
The way Rava interprets it. Lule Rava, we could understand Rebbe differently.
I see.
And we wouldn't talk about the Arvicha case, we would go and say, I agree to Rabbi Yehuda in a case, for instance, like Mizainois, and in a case of Loshut, and the Chumdun. It could be that Chum and Rabbi Yehuda disagree, you know, from here to Europe.
Mikotzel Akotzel
in all cases. And says, Rabbi, I'm going to go and make Shtikli Yovikotzel Shlishi. Then what?
It's very subjective, though.
One second. Yeah, I'm going to tell you. So therefore, without Rav's Pshat, Rebbe's halacha was wonderful. Rebbe's saying, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda in a case of Lashit. I hold like the Rabbanan in a case of Mizainis. And he doesn't even talk about Ravicha. I don't know what we'd hold by Ravicha. He's silent. Maybe he would say that Ravicha is included in Lashit. Maybe Ravicha is included in Mizainis. But that would be a perfectly adequate way of learning Rav's Pshat in Rebbe. But now that Rav learned differently, then I cannot say that that's Rebbe's Pshat according to Rav. So Rav says, what do you mean? My Makar is Rebbe. Rebbe holds like me. It's perfect. What's right there?
It's very subjective, the issue of Larvicha or Mazonos. For every person is different. And
what you're saying is correct.
Consult your local, competent local Orthodox
rabbi. If and when this were to occur, okay, then that.
You know, because it's very subjective. People have their own sense of what they need to survive.
Just in case you can get a haircut before Moed, too. You know?
It's not only subjective in terms of the person, it's also in terms of the community. In some communities, you know, you're considered to be a schlepper if you don't own at least a Lexus.
Right.
In other places, no, as long as you have a nice bicycle, you're considered to be a person of means. You know, it all depends where you live and your perspective. Yeah, it's, what you're saying is correct. Well, halacha l'maaseh, you'd have to make these decisions. Okay, on to the Gemara. Amishmul. Shmuel says the following: Katan hanoyled b'moed. What happens if you have a baby that's born on Chol HaMoed? Mutal galeich b'moed. He's allowed to have a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Now, what does that mean? A baby's allowed to have a haircut. So Rashi says it's talking about. Look at the Rashi parallel talk. Gemara katan hanoyled b'moed. V'loy saras gadol. He has long hair, and it's disturbing him. Like Rashi says, mutal galeich b'moed. Which sar roishe hametzaray. All of the hair is getting into his mouth, into his nose, into his toes, into his ears, and you can see it all the time. He's shaking and he's upset and rip it up.
Put a rubber band.
Maybe he didn't have rubber bands. Question is, are you allowed to go and do giluach, yes or no? Say Shmuel, katanul b'moyed, is mutl galech b'moyed. Why she'iluch abeis v'surim got all these? The fact that he was born, until now he was in a base of surim, he was in jail, he couldn't get out. That's why Esav wanted to get out and go into the base of Moed Azara. That's why Yaakovina wanted to go into Shul to the Spanish. It's a jail, he can't get out. So just like you allow anybody else to get out, then you're going to go and allow the cotton, who's now come out on Chol HaMoed, to cut his hair. What do you see from this? Barry, going back to your original question about half an hour ago, we're not talking about the cotton himself. The cotton is not
right.
So we're talking about the father, or the guardian, or the doctor, whoever's in charge. They have the same thing. They have to lahazik gedolim malaktanim, so to speak. So the Israel over here is not on the cotton himself. We're talking about those that are in charge. Anyway, so this is the halacha of Shmuel. Now the Gemara is medayik from Shmuel. Katan el b'moyed. What happens if the katan was born on erev yontif, and they realize at that time that the hair is bothering him, and the doctor and the nurse and the parents said, "Who cares? It doesn't bother me. I'm very happy. So good. Just leave the hair the way it is." And then Chol HaMoed, they see over the last 2-3 days that it's been bothering the child all along. So Shmuel says to them, "Mister, you should have thought about this before Yontif. If the child was born Erev Yontif, he should have been the Galeichem then. It didn't bother you then, it shouldn't bother you now. And use the same rubber band that you use in Erev Yontif, use the same rubber band now too." So that's how the Gemara is Medayik from Shmuel. Masiv Rapinchas, Rapinchas is now Medayik from a Braisa. What does it say in the Braisa? Everybody that's allowed to go and have these special hair-cutting dispensations like we listen in the Mishnah, what does that mean? L'moshel, someone in the middle of the year, not Chol HaMoed, middle of the year, a person just gets off the ship and he wants to go and take a haircut now because his hair is 6 months' growth, and then as soon as he gets off, they tell him, we have bad news for you. Your father heard that you were returning Medina Siyam, he immediately went into cardiac arrest and Nebuch passed away. So now he becomes an Ovel. So Ovel, I need to take a haircut. Zokta Chigimor, Zokta Pinchas, and this Braisa, Pinchas quotes the Braisa, Kalevich Am, Mutal Gech Mamayid, just like had he arrived on Chol HaMoed, the Mishnah says he can go and take a haircut, he still had to go and take a haircut, Bimei Avelos. That's the loch of the Braisa. Sorry, what was that?
While he was on the ship,
yes.
He could have gotten a crew cut.
A crew cut! Wow!
You had to think.
Beautiful! Beautiful!
Took him a whole time. Okay. Over to talk to that.
Yeah, exactly. No,
that was the great.
Well, it was beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Thank you. Okay, anyway. So we're only on a high, the high seas in continuing on the Gemara. So let's seize the moment and continue. So the Gemara says, yes, vaita, bimei aveloi, mutal gevim mei aveloi. Period. So now the Gemara is medayik. And this diuk is very, very important, as we'll see. Ha osa legalech b'moyed, but everybody else that is not allowed to be legalech b'moyed, osa legalech b'mei aveloi. He would not be able to have a giluach during the days of his aveloi, right? If mutter, mutter, so probably osir, osir. It doesn't say it, that's the diuk. Also, if you're not allowed to have a giluach b'moyed, anybody else that cannot, so then if the person just let his hair grow, he couldn't go and take it, he should have taken it before yontif, he went to Chol HaMoed. Asur, this person should have taken it all along. Why did he wait till it gets long and long? Because it's Asur, even though this suddenly didn't expect it, Asur to take care. Okay. Frankie Maria. Miyam is cotton, isbei plukta. If you're going to tell me by a cotton, now the word plukta over here doesn't mean a machloikis. Rather, it means chiluke dinim, a chiluk din between whether the cotton was born on Chol HaMoed. Well, then you're saying you're allowed to give him a haircut. Or if the cotton was born on Erev Yontif, you cannot give him a haircut. Nimtis aveilus mehegas per cotton. Then it's going to turn out that this cotton has to have the same concern. Not, of course, not the cotton directly, he's only a baby. But the father of the cotton would have to be concerned with Gabi aveilus as well. What means as aveilus as well? Since we're medayik from that price, that anybody that's not allowed to have a haircut on Chol HaMoed, he's not allowed to go and have a haircut during Avelis. If you're telling me that this cotton that was born in Erev Yom cannot have a haircut on Chol HaMoed, according to Shmuel, because he had to have been born on Chol HaMoed, but if he was born before the Moed, he cannot have a haircut on Chol HaMoed. So that means that this cotton, if Nebuch, his father, his mother, his brother, whatever, his sister died, then we wouldn't be able to go and give him a haircut during the time of Avelis either. Does that make sense? V'atanya, bring your right from a braisa, that cannot be the din. Because it says, mekarim the cotton, we go and do a kriya, we go and tear the garment of a cotton, even of a baby, then the aglas nefesh. And explains to Rashi what means in the aglas nefesh. We don't mean the aglas nefesh of the baby. The baby has no idea what's going on. It's aglas nefesh that all the other people that see the spectacle, Nebuch, it's brech the hearts, Nebuch, everybody starts crying, just like when you have a child who comes into shul at the age of 5 or 6 and starts saying kaddish after a parent, everybody starts crying, it's terrible. So that's aglas nefesh. But you see, there's no din in the cotton. Yes, it's ironic as well.
That a cotton couldn't have a cotton.
Couldn't have a cotton. Oh boy, you're on the cutting edge this morning with your wit, with your puns. It's gewaldig. Anyway, so let's continue on. But Tanya Mekan the cotton and the Agmas Nefesh, but only because Agmas Nefesh. But otherwise, there would be no dinim related to a cotton. So now you're telling me there are dinim related to a cotton, that you can't go and cut the baby's hair if there is now an Avelis Nebuch. Amar Ravashi says, Ravashi, the whole kash is all based on your diuk. That what? The Reb Pinchas said in the Braisa, whoever's mutter legalech v'moid, mutter legalech v'yavel. Ha, os legalech v'moid, os legalech v'yavel. Zokti Yomara, miktani ha, asurin, do miyesh ben os, miyesh ben mutter. The pshat in that Braisa is, if you're allowed to go and do it on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to have one v'yavel. Other people that are not allowed to, then it depends on the circumstances. Some yeah, some nish. And the cotton you would be able to, other people you wouldn't be able to. So the kasha nish gefelch.
Didn't we learn in the earlier parak that you can't generalize from things that are hilchos Chol HaMoed? There's no parallels, no
from moed to moed. You were talking about from moed to avelis. We have another version of what Shmuel said. In other words, yes, the opposite of what we learned until now. Shmuel allowed giluch of a baby, even if the baby was born before Yantif. So what we asked before as a kasha, now we're going to bring as a raya. What's afanan amtina? All the guys that are mutter are mutter. Ho asrim legalech b'moyed, asrim legalech b'mayavelet. But if they're asrim b'moyed, it's asrim b'mayavelet. So yam is cotton asur. If you were to tell me like the first Loshen said, their cotton is not allowed to have a haircut on Chol HaMoed if they didn't give him a haircut before Yom Tov, the nimtzes habeilus nehags b'cotton. And then you'd have that strange idea that a cotton, it's a pseilchus habeilus, that you're not allowed to cut his hair. V'tanya, but didn't we learn that rice b'kan the cotton nei agmas nefesh only because of agmas nefesh, not for any other reason? And therefore I have a clear cut raya from that rice that since all who are osir b'mei Moyed are also b'mei avelus, and by cotton there's no such thing as a din of avelus by cotton of adanish. So Musaf Zayin that it's mutter lekotton. So it's mutter lekotton at all times b'moyed. Say if the cotton was born on Chol HaMoed, say if he's born before Yom Tov, l'chayav have a shine raya from that price. And now the Gemara says Mishkarai Amar Ravashi Miktani Ho Asurin, that the Braisa only says those that are mutter are mutter, but it doesn't go and say that those that are osir galeach memoid are automatically osir legaleach meyavele. Tomi yeshmen osir, yeshmen mutter. Therefore, no raya. And with this, we've ended the sugya, and from here, Ovel and Noeg Avelusay, we're going to go through a blot or two, distinguishing three major people that have these types of issues. One is the Ovel, another one is going to be the Menuda, and the third one is going to be the Metzayrim. That many of the halachas apply equally by all three, and we're going to decide now what are the dinim legabe regel Chol HaMoed, what's the din legabe tispoides having haircuts, legabe kvisa, and many other things. So it's from here, for the next blot or two, it's basically going to be almost like a kitzur shulchan aruch of halachas. What's halacha here? What's the halacha there? As we'll see. So, Kimar, Ovel in a noy gavelusim beregel. Person who's bavelis, no avelis beregel. Shenemar, v'samacht b'chayacha. Zokti Yomara, since it's a special din of Simcha on Yom Tov, yavelis meyikara hu, osi esed, the rabba medochi esed yachid. If he was already an Ovel before Yontif, as we know, the Yontif cuts short the Avelis. So Osi Esed Rabbi, the Esed Rabbi is a Samach to Bechagecha, the Dachi Esed Yochen, and pushes away the Esed Yochen, no more Avelis is Os Ovel. The Avelis Dash, if you're going to tell me, well, he only became an Ovel now on Yontif itself, who? Lo Yossi Esed Yochen, the Dachi Esed Rabbi. So then the Esed Yochen would not push away the Esed Rabbi, and therefore throughout Yontif he would not have a din of Avelis. It would be suspended until after Yontif, to Stakemis, but the Mais on Yontif itself, it's a Machbe Chagecha, trumps and overrides the, his own private Avelis Biachis. The Choyle, you can go and say there's another reason, because the Machbe Chagecha is a din diaraisa. Avelis is the Choyle din Rabban, except for Aninus the first day, sitting Shiva and all the other din of Avelis is Rabban. So why don't we just simply say, well, the diaraisa pushes away Rabban. So Toysis at the top asks, what ready this Kasha, Esid Yachid, Masha Davidus Ika Asay diaraisa, Midlaika Omar, why don't you say the Dochi Esid Rabbanon? Etc. Look at skip now to the fourth line. Today, Simchas Simchas Regel is Ultradrabban. Because with Samach, the Hain Bisham Simcha, that you eat Shlom. Today, unfortunately, there is no Shlom. So, although, yes, we dance and we sing and we're happy and we smile and all that is beautiful on Yantid, but that's not a kim of the Arais, it's really a kim of the Simcha Drabbanan. Oh, so the din of Simchas Regel is Drabbanan. And the Abedis is Drabbanan, that's what Imar says, but it's an essay Drabbanan and this is an essay Diyachid. The menuda, as we spoke about in the Mishnah, means someone who unfortunately has been put into chayrim by the Beznin. Typically the reason is because it's not, he is not listening and not abiding by the psak of the Beznin. So menuda maushi yinoik niduya beregel. Would this nidoy apply on regel? What means is the nidoy apply on regel? A menuda you're not allowed to go and give shalom to. He's not allowed to give shalom to anybody. He's off the radar screen. You see him transparent. You look through him. You don't look at him because he's menuda. And he is not, as we'll see in the Gemara, typically he's not allowed to have giluach, and typically he's not allowed to spoilers. So the question is, what do these dinim apply on Yontif and on Cholamite? Is Omer of Yosef, Toshima, Dun din Fashis, Dina Malkis, Medina Mominis, on Chol Hamite. That's what it says in the Braisa. So now you are allowed to be dan dina nefashis and dina makas with dina mamadis. We're going to talk about dina nefashis in a moment. We're focusing on dina mamadis. So the assumption is if you're allowed to have a bezdin be done and decide issues of dina mamadis beregel, what happens if the loitzai is dina? What happens if this guy is a Rosh Marusha? We tell him, Yankel, you have to go and pay $1,000. I am not paying. So the bezdin can go and put him in shamta and make him measure him tinale. We're going to do a shamta. Zok Gemara, when would you do that shamta? The Gemara is presuming you do it on the spot.
Immediately.
As soon as he says, I'm not paying, okay.
Slam him.
Slam him, put him in nidoy and achir. V'yisolkadaitach, einen noig nidoy beregel. If you're going to go and tell me that inyanim of menuda don't apply on regel, on yomtif or on cholamoid, is meshumas v'osi me'ikara, someone who is already under the spell of the shamta from before, because a week ago, a month ago, the bezin put him in chayrim and made a shamta. In Meikara, is osi regel dochile. If you're going to go and tell me that all of that is suspended during yontif, it pushes it aside because of the simchas regel for the rabbin. Zahashta mishtamtinim le anan. Would it make sense that someone who is already in shamta, it doesn't apply during the whole yontif period, but someone who now on Cholamoid refuses to listen to the Bezin, we're going to put him in Shamta. That Shamta at this point is totally meaningless. Yeah,
suspended,
after
suspended.
Exactly. So therefore it doesn't make sense to be done Dine Mominis and to put a person in Shamta on Cholamoid because all his colleagues are already Mishumit. You're saying it's suspended. So Fame would also be suspended.
So the fact that we can done Dine Mominos means that we can also enforce it with the muscle of,
that's what the
Gemara assumes. Of excommunication.
That's what the Gemara assumes. Omale Abaya, the Dimli Unibidine. Maybe we don't mean that we're going to put him actually in Shamta. All of this don dinafashi dinamakas dinamominis only means that we're going to be ma'ayan bin din. In other words, the bezdin is going to go through all the deliberations. They're going to bring in all the witnesses. They're going to ask them all of the drisha v'chakira. Then they're going to look up all the tshuvasvarim and all the shulchan aruch and all the gemaras and the rambams. And then after that, they're not going to issue a psak at this time, but at least they will have covered all of the ground, so that right after Yom Tov they'll be able to go and announce it. And if that's the case, you have no raya that they would want to go and make a shamta on the spot. No, they're going to postpone the psak until after Yom Tov. I'll bring you a raya. Because do you mean that we're actually going to effect an execution now on Chol HaMoed? After all, you're going to be moineh. Now, we don't mean moineh the person that's going to be killed. The guy that's going to be killed deserves to be nimna mesimchas yontif. He probably deserves that already from before yontif. He should have been executed if, in fact, there are edim that say that he killed someone, whatever. But the problem is the Sanhedrin won't have Simchas Yontif. Why won't they have Simchas Yontif? The Sanhedrin, Rabbi Kiva Oimer. The Sanhedrin, Sha'orgu, Sanhefesh, a Sanhedrin that Chas Shalom, Rachman Litzlan, has to go and execute somebody on a Monday or a Tuesday. How do you know, Shein Tiyam, Kol Yisiyam, that whole day, Nebuch, they have to go and fast. Tam Eloi Mar, it says in the Pasuk, Leisoichu Al Hadam. Leisoichu Al Hadam, when you are Chas Shalom being done, somebody din nefashis Al Hadam, that day loisaychol. And if that's the case, are you telling me that a bezin meets on Chol HaMoed and we tell all of them you have to go and fast because we dan din nefashis? Ella, what do we have to say when it says that they dan din nefashis? It doesn't mean to execute someone. It only means for yonim b'dina, just to make the go through all the deliberations, but don't issue a psaktin. Psaktin, you wait till after yontif. So how can I be here till the yonim b'dina? And therefore, you have no right legabi menuda legabi shamta. Amalei, so they told Abaye, that cannot be the pshat. Why can't that be the pshat? Because imkei nimtzis ma'anez dinoi. This is a special din of inui hadin. Inui hadin means that chas v'shalom, if the bezin is convinced that someone is guilty, they gotta let him know. You can't go and put a person on death row for 12 years. You have to go and
when acquit him or execute him.
And once they decide that he is to be executed,
chop him,
exactly. You move forward. You don't go and wait any period of time because that's inui. What the Gemara is saying is that the Bezdin can meet on Chol HaMoed to be done dina nefashis. So the way the Gemara is learning until now, that means from A to Z, allowed to go and paskin the whole thing. If they're going to paskin the whole thing dina nefashis, there's at least a 5% chance that this guy's going to be found guilty and they're going to have to go and execute him on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara, if they're going to execute him on Chol HaMoed, then the Anshei Sanhedrin will not be able to eat the whole day, and that would take away, that would spoil the Simchas
Yontif. The premise doesn't hold, though. If we're talking about Bezdin Tadin Dina Fashos, it's 40 years before Churban Bayis, the Beis Hamikdash is standing, and so Simachta B'Chagecha involves eating Shlomim. So why don't we say that the Asay of Simchas Yontif is Docha, the Lost Asay of Lo Sochel Asad Na'al Adam?
You'd have to look in the Toysis and over here and see. Maybe he has Sakharov Kasha.
You see what I'm saying? If you have the whole scenario, if all the facts apply, then you do have a base of Yiddish, you do have Korbanos.
You have to look in the Mepharshim. It's a valid point, but the Gemara is not going into that now. The Gemara is just simply saying
that
in Choyra, we shouldn't allow for the Sanhedrin to go and be done. The Nefashis, if it's going to be Chas HaShol, they're going to have Inui from the fact that they're not being able to, they're not going to have Simchas Yontif, they're not going to be able to eat that day, and therefore they can't eat that day. That's terrible. Selamai, what means? And it means la'ayin b'din. So that means here la'ayin b'din, not to issue the psak, but only to deliberate. Great tomorrow. But if you know what the psak already is, and you're just going to hold it back,
justice delayed is justice denied.
In gay nimtzis ma'anes dinayt. So there's going to be ini adin for the person that's going to be executed. And it's not fair. It's not right. Ini adin is wrong.
Or acquittal to be all, free of the worry.
That can be exactly. Everything tomorrow. I have a new pshat. You have to add the word Ella. You see on the side it says Ella.
Okay.
Ella, awesome itzah from Ma'ani Medina. They are going to paskin today. They won't be in Ini Adin. What they're going to do is in the morning they're going to get together Ma'ani Medina, and then va'ayli v'achli v'shosu. Then they're going to go out, kuliyoyim, they're going to go out for a long lunch, and during the lunch, not only are they going to go and eat something which is kosher, and they're going to eat in the sukkah, or if it's spicy, they eat matzah, etc., but also they're going to schmooze, what's the halacha, what do you think? Based on Rav Kiva Eger, I think it should be this way, yeah, but I have a Noida Behuda that says differently, and I have some soifer, and they're going to go back and forth, and they're going to weigh all the evidence, and v'hada osu mishki yisacham, and then they're going to come right before nightfall, they're going to go and say, we found the person guilty. The Kotlaim, they're going to go, and Chas Hashem, they're going to go and kill
him. They kill the next day, don't they? They kill the next day.
That's in the Sanhedrin. Right. Our Gemara doesn't go into that. So therefore, the Gemara means to say there won't be any Inui Hadin, because they will not be ready to issue the Psak until the end of the day, but during the whole day they've eaten already, so they don't have the problem. So now, at night, they're going to go and kill him, and we won't have an Inui Hadin. So the Masa, we have no riot to your case to Abai. The Abai was saying, we're only going to go and be Ma'ayin Bedin, but rather we're not going to get to the Shamta point. No. They're going to take issue a full Psak, and there's going to be a full Shamta, and therefore the Chayra we have a riot from this, that Shamta is not suspended during the regal, because suspended during the regal, how are you putting a person into a new shamta if all the pre-existing shamtas, all the pre-existing menudah you're telling me don't have a din?
Put him in a suspended
shamta. I assume holds that for that, then they wouldn't go and issue it now, then they would wait until after yomtiv. They wouldn't do it now because
that should be a way to coerce him to not actually be. If he knows that there's a pending excommunication against him, he'll repent and abide by what the Bezdin says, which is the whole purpose of the excommunication. It's not execution. It's not execution, which is irreversible. This is shanta.
On the other hand, maybe the person is going to smile and say, "Yeah, you put me in shanta. Big deal. It's not effective anyway. I'm going to go to this medrash on yomtiv. Everybody's going to greet me. We're going to go and dance Simchas Torah hand in hand. This whole thing is just baloney." Or whatever. You could think of Svaras the Kam and the Kam. Anyway, so what's the Lach? Omer Abai, Toshma, let's bring it right from our Mishnah. Menudah Shetir Lechacham. We see the Chacham were Matir Nidui when it comes to Yomtiv. And the Gemara assumes, the way Abai is learning, that this is a blanket, generic suspension of all Hilchos Menudah. But this, he didn't have this before Yomtiv. It's only during Yomtiv. So that's why he's allowed to have a haircut now. Oh, so I have a raya that Menudah is suspended during Yomtiv. Amarava miktani shetiruhu chacham shetiru loy chacham kitani. We're not talking about a blanket generic suspension of Hilchos Menudah and Shamta. No. Everybody in Klal Yisrael that got a Shamta still has a Shamta, and it's too bad, and he has to go and observe it, and he has to go and celebrate it. Not celebrate it, he has to have this burden on him. He has to abide by it the entire Yomtiv at Cholamoyding and Sabais. What is in the Mishnah Shetiru loy? It's talking about a specific individual, that specific individual, the Osal, who paisel about Dina, Yankel, who unfortunately did an injustice to the other litigant, who never is now suffering from that Shamta, he's now doing tshuva, and a Cholamoid, he goes over to Beryl and says, "Beryl, I'm sorry, I'm paying you back, and I apologize, and here's the money," whatever. Now, Vasa come to the money, so they said, okay, if he's made amends and he's worked it out,
and he can get a haircut.
Exactly. So, him. But Lamaisa, so we have no raya, the Cholatera, Kula reminds, in other words, for all Mendudim, we haven't been poished at Hashem, this is the boy in Leifshit. What about a Metzoyra Maushianik Tzeras Beregel? Does his din of Tzeras Beregel apply? What would be his din of Tzeras? That he has to be in Mechutz L'machne, that he can't get close to anybody, that he cannot have haircuts during Chol HaMoed. The question is, does that apply or doesn't it apply? Maybe Metzoyra gets a break. It overrides everything. Maushianik Tzeras Beregel. Sorry?
Why in Chol HaMoed?
Because on Yomtiv he cannot get a haircut.
No, but he beforehand, he was
The halacha, for instance, Shiluach Chutz L'Sholesh Machnas, we would allow him to come in 5 minutes before Yomtiv. Agreed. But
because it's
Simchas Yomtiv. So just like by Avelis we said it's suspended.
We relax it.
Okay. And by Menudah we had a Shaila. Okay. Now we have a Shaila. Got Metzoyra, Yotzinish. By the way, I got a beautiful chart from the Rabbi Gerstein that always sends us charts.
From Lakewood?
From Lakewood. He goes through every one of the cases, and you'll see Mechem for today and for tomorrow, each case with a dinner.
Maybe you'll send it around?
Belina! Zokimar Amar Abai, I'll send it to you, and you'll be, well, send it to everybody. I'll send it to everybody. Maushian is Rati Beregel, does his din of Taras, Beregel apply, Amar Abai Toshima. Van Nozim, I'm telling me to muscle the Taras soy. Oh, our Mishnah! Is Mashma Habi made to muscle? No, the only reason why we let him go to have the haircut on Cholamoy is because he was Olami to muscle. But if he remained in his Tumma, then Hilchas Matzai would still apply. So the Chayav a good to write. Even be made to Masi, perhaps Hilchois Tzaras do not apply. He can come in Teicha Machna. He's allowed to get a haircut. Avalitar Osoy. Maybe if he's now being elevated and leaving, he's exiting his Tumah and he's entering now into his Tahara phase. maybe I should say, we will not allow him to have a teglachas on Chol HaMoed. Why not? Because nigzar shem yashikov ben oisav. Because what he's going to say is, since my seventh day, when I have to do teglachas, comes out on Chol HaMoed, I'm going to go and take my teglachas then. Or maybe he's going to go, we'll talk about that later. Shem yashikov ben oisav. And then now, what do you do? B'yoy mashmini. What does it say in Parashas Metzora? He has to go and bring his three karbonos. Right. And he's going to bring his three karbonos on Yontif. And a carbon yachid is also miyantif.
It's carbon. This is on Chol HaMoed, right?
The seventh day is on Chol HaMoed.
Okay.
Let's assume it's on Hishana Rabbah, for instance.
Okay. So an eighth day would be
Shmini Atzeres, and Shmini Atzeres is going to bring his three karbanos to the Beis Hamikdash.
Can't do it. It's yontif.
It's yontif. Oh, so I would say that because of that, I don't want him Chas V'Shalom to violate yontif by bringing his karbanos on Shmini Atzeres because it's a carbon yachid and it's asur. So maybe we shouldn't allow him to have his yom hash. Shvi on Chol HaMoed and take a haircut then, but we would say postpone it until after Yom Tov, so we don't get into this potential kilkul of his bringing karbanos on Shmini Atzeres.
You wouldn't be able to. He'd have to wait.
Okay,
till
one second before you get to your question. So that's the gezeira that the Gemara is alluding to. The Gemara is saying, therefore, I might have thought that we should not allow him to do a teglachas during Chol HaMoed because he might come to the iser of bringing karbanos yochid on Yom Tov. Kamash Molan. That's why the Rishon to tell us, not only a regular mitzvah is allowed to have a tiglachas, a giluach on Chol HaMoed, but even someone who's being ola mitamasa in the tarasa is also allowed to go and have such a haircut on Chol HaMoed. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. With the question that I cut you off in the middle is asked by some of the other Rishonim. I don't understand what the issue is. If he's going to go and bring his three kabbanis to the Koyin on Shmini Atzeres, what is the Koyin going to ask him? What is the nature of these karbanos? And he's going
to
say, well, I'm going to tell you, you don't have to be karbanos. Okay, mazel tov. I'm very happy that you're becoming, Baruch Hashem, you're becoming tahor. Come back on Isru Chag, you bring all of your karbanos. So what's the problem?
Right.
The Kohen is not going to come bring his karbanos without asking what the nature of these karbanos is. And therefore, other Rishonim disagree with the Rashi, and they learn that Shem Yashar Karban Yosef is similar to all the cases of Malacha, that the person is going to come postpone them to Chol HaMoed. This person who has already decided that he was a Metzayra already, a month, that he's Os Metzayra, a month before, where the Kohen took a look, he says, Hinei nirpa nega teras min atzerua, Mr. Baruch Hashem, you are now on your clean, you're on your way to Tahar. So take the Tzitzipartim and go and count 7 days. And he did that, and then he realized after he counted the 7 days, you know what? I have to go now and do a Giluach, and tomorrow I'm going to have to go and bring Karbonis. I live in Haifa, or Tel Aviv, or in Bavel. I don't want to have to go twice to Yerushalayim, you know, I mean, to go to Yerushalayim back and forth.
He'll bundle it together.
I have to go anyway to be Oyle Regel. So on Chol HaMoed, I'm going to have my Teglachas, and I'm going to go and bring my Karbonis at that time. On Chol HaMoed, not on Yom Tov. And what are we upset about? What we're upset about is the person who is being Ola from Taras and becoming now Tor, it's a mitzvah for him to go and bring it as soon as possible to be able to rejoin Klal Yisrael and be part of the Tzibur. And therefore, that's the Gezeira. I would think that we shouldn't allow him to go and do a Tiglachas on the Regel, because maybe he'll postpone it to the Regel, and he's going to go, just like he's going to go and take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, he's going to want to go and fix
delay his balance sheet.
His balance sheet. Kamash Olam. Therefore, we do not make such a Gezeira. We do allow him, after all, to go and have a Tiglachas on Yatav. I have no raya yet. What the halacha by mitzayrus? I wanted to be a raya that only if he's only mitzvahs of tarasai, then he's allowed to have giluach. But if he's tomanish, that raya falls away. I have another raya. It says vahatzerua, and you don't need vahatzerua because that whole parsha is talking about a mitzayra. So what does it have to say vahatzerua? Shabay nega nega, but God of Yifrumim, etc. Safam Yatev, Tommy Tommy Ikra. The Rabbi's Kohen Gadol, the halacha of Tzuru applies even to Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol can also become a Metzaira. Now, you can say, what's a Chedesh? V'ha Kohen Gadol Choleshana ki regel l'kuli alma tami. As far as throughout the year, a Kohen Gadol is always living under the aura of a regular, as if it's yontif. What do you mean? That now we learned in the Mishnah, kohen gadol makriv oinen ve'ena oichel. Normally, any other kohen, if he's an oinen, is not allowed to be makriv kabanas. A kohen gadol is allowed to be makriv kabanas, even though he is an oinen. So therefore, he's like a regular kohen during a regel, during a yontif. That we said before, that avelus is suspended during yontif. If you're an ogle from before, in fact, it ends when it comes yontif, right? That ends the shiva.
Right.
So it's totally suspended. So as far as the kohen gadol, that we allow him to be makar of oinen at any time during the year, that means it's as if it's yontif him, that the hilchos avelus and aninus is suspended for him. But he can't eat from the kabbalas, but he could be makar of oinen. And therefore, since the kohen gadol lives in a bubble of regel the whole year, I would go and think that maybe he should not have a din of metzora. If you're going to go and tell me hilchos metzora apply on yontif, shmamino, that's why you have to have a special pasuk. V'hatzarua, the rabbi's kohen gadol, that just like every other metzora, hilchos metzora do apply in yontif. They're not suspended in yontif. If no itarate beregel, same thing applies to the kohen gadol. That he's living beregel the whole year, and certainly now during yontif he's living beregel. No. The kohen gadol is also included in Hilchos Metzora that he cannot go and free himself from the tzaras and yontif. It is not suspended. Shma mina. So therefore, we had three halachas. We had by avelus, we had by menuda, and we had by metzora. When it came to avelus, we said it was suspended. By menuda, we left it as an iboid leifshit, so we were not boishit. And metzora, we were boishit, that in fact tzaras is noig beregel and it is not suspended. Mitzvah to be continued tomorrow. Lagabi Hilchos Tispoiris. Gabe Hirkot. Have a wonderful day, everybody. This is Agamemnon.